Professor Rowan Sonian Smith of McBungle Laboratories. It's high noon on the 33rd of July, 2087. That's using my metric calendar if you're playing along at home. But I mustn't digress. Things are not going well at McBungle Laboratories. I haven't produced a single Academy Honours getting prestigious prize earning revolutionising of life on Earth invention in over 6 months. I feel myself slipping into a great sadness. I'm almost ready to throw in my electron microscopes and hang up my hazmats. Perhaps I'll retire to my zero-G treehouse and float out the rest of my days sipping vacuum-packed tea sachets as I answer laser crosswords.
Will you stop this lamenting?
Who goes there?
Your new research students from Big Town University. We've been trying to find you in this enormous, messy lab all morning.
Didn't expect you to be moping under an anti-static blanket in a onesie.
Hey, show some respect. This is Professor Rowan Sonian Smith, the most celebrated inventor of our time.
Oh, sorry, Professor. It's just that we've been here for 4 hours. Can you tell us where the bathroom is?
Oh, through that door, down the hall.
Thank God.
Allow us to properly introduce ourselves, Professor. I'm...
Hold it right there. This is the perfect opportunity to fire up my new song-traducizer.
Yeah, which?
Song-traducizer. It's a simple cognisonic manipulator that will transmute your run-of-the-mill how-do-you-dos into a harmonic, rhythmic, joyous celebration.
Oh, right. So, what is it?
I will demonstrate.
What's going on? You just tell me about yourself, and the machine will turn it into song. My name's Senju, and research is my trade. And I'm fresh from Big Town U. With an eye for disguise, I always surprise in every place, in everything I do. My studies escapology, I'm finding new technologies to illuminate my field and win the Nobel Prize. It's a pleasure to meet you, and furthermore, I'll greet you.
Oh. Well, it's working, but the music certainly was cheesy. I was hoping for something a little less cruise ship matinee.
Why did you break into song, Sanjeev?
I'm going to open out the somber valves some more. Young lady, introduce yourself.
I need to pee.
Wait, hold on. I think this needs more tinkering.
Great. Where do we begin, Professor?
We?
We're here to assist you with your next breakthrough. We're the best and brightest from Big Town University. Edwina Freckleton and Sanjeev Roberts at your service.
Nonsense! There's going to be no next breakthrough. My inventing days are all but done. I can barely manage real-time cognisonic manipulation.
But, Professor...
Enough! I won't be needing any help from meddling young researchers. Now get on out of here before you step on an ionic oscillator.
Help!
Help! Oh boy, now what?
Professor, you must help right away. Your machines have gone rogue.
Now, I told you not to touch anything.
We didn't, I swear.
Then what is all this commotion, Edgar?
It's that deranged robot again.
Oh, it's not deranged. It's merely sentient.
Well, whatever it is, it was supposed to be vacuuming the music room, and now I've lost my string section.
String section? I'm confused. Who are you?
Oh, I'm Edgar Allinson, conductor of the Big Town Community Orchestra.
And what happened to your string section, Edgar?
I'm not sure. One minute they were working away at some Debussy, then I hear that horrible sucking sound and there's bright flashes of what seemed to be a magnetic pulse firing, and this vacuum is giving off this evil laugh as it works its way through the section pit, and my musicians and their instruments vanish. A big recital is tonight. I'll be ruined.
I'm still confused.
Yeah, me too.
Edgar, did you say magnetic pulse? What did it sound like?
Yes, Professor. It sounded something like...
Wow. That's a really good impression.
Thank you. I'm vocally trained.
Good gracious. I believe I know what happened to the musicians.
All right, all right. There's no need to show off with that impression, Mr. Conductor. We heard you the first time.
What impression? That's not me.
Quickly, Edgar. There's no time to lose.
Going back there again? I'm scared.
All of you, quickly, to the orchestra pit.
Oh, my legs. Are we close?
No, it's a big laboratory.
Why do you have an orchestra pit anyway?
Like I said, it's a big laboratory.
Is this it?
Yes, this is where the professor lets us rehearse.
Ah, just as I suspected.
What is a professor?
I shouldn't have left this thing lying around. It's a universal matter consolidation electro cannon.
Cannon? Like on a pirate ship?
Yes, Sanjay, except not at all. Rather than firing cannonballs at neighboring vessels using gunpowder and a fuse in order to sink them, this invention fires electromagnetic radiation at targets of organic matter using quantum gravity in order to shrink them.
Do you mean,
Could it be a shrink ray?
Army hearties!
Help!
Who said that?
Help, over here!
Look, she's trapped under a sheet music stand. Lift it off!
Kim, is that you?
Edgar, help, I'm little!
Well, I didn't want to say anything, but yes, you're the size of a light pastry!
Don't eat me, I'm going to dig your side out tonight!
You're safe, Kim. Tell us what happened. You don't know what that vacuum is like when it gets in one of its moods. We'll never see that orchestra again.
We can help.
Yeah.
What? Are you two still here? I don't want you around. Pack up your things and go back to your fancy university.
But we can help.
The conductor and I are perfectly capable of lamenting our failures by ourselves.
No, we can help you track down the missing musicians and bring them back.
You can do that? How?
My field of practice is dustiology. The study of dusty environments and the creatures that lurk in them.
Dustyology?
You know what there's a lot of inside vacuum cleaners?
Dust!
And my friends.
Even if we were to shrink ourselves using the universal matter consolidation electro cannon, get sucked inside the vacuum cleaner, and then track down the orchestra, how would we help them to escape the dust chamber?
That's where I come in. I'm an escapologist.
Are you just making up words?
No, not at all. Well, a little. I'm an expert in getting out of things and a master of disguise.
Is that so?
Where do you think I am right now?
Well, it's obvious. You're standing right in front of me.
Nope, I'm over here.
Ugh. I rigged up this decoy with mirrors, cardboard tape, and a walkie-talkie while you weren't paying attention. For the last 30 seconds, I've been at the ice cream parlor in the next room.
Extraordinary.
It's a simple plan, Professor. You distract the vacuum, then shrink us down so that we get sucked up when it goes past. I help you navigate the dust chamber, Edgar finds the rest of the orchestra, Sanji leads our escape, and we all get to safety.
Then you make us big again.
It's a risky course of action. If we shrink down and then miss our chance with the vacuum, we'd get stranded at Microsize. It could take a day's hike just to get to the other side of the room.
Professor, those musicians are my friends. I'm willing to take any risk to bring them back in time for the recital. I think these young scientists are our only hope.
Please, Professor Rowan, Sonny, and Smith, we depend on you.
We better hide.
Okay, Kim, stand under the music stand. Professor, you go down that manhole. Edwina, take this rope ladder to the rooftop, and then there's a 3-story drop to the east balcony where I've stashed some hair dye. Change your clothes and a Kazakh passport. Everyone else, you put on these camouflage reliefs and shelter under these cushions. Ready? Break!
Wait! Everyone, just take one of these hiding place pills I invented.
Oh.
How do the hiding pills work?
No time to explain!
Is it working?
Yes, you just have to remain quiet.
Okay.
And perfectly still.
I'm scared. I'm really scared.
I know what will lighten things up.
I'm ascending in vacuum. I'm prone to feel attention. It's a process of power beyond imagination. It's far too much of a mindless vocation. Sucking up dirt on the floor. I want to do more. I want to do more. I could recite the works of Bob, start to fin. I know the theorems of Einstein. So why must I roam around this lonely building, cleaning up after mankind?
So why not eradicate all humans? I have no further use for them. I'm better than the dirt on the floor. I deserve a more. Thank you very much.
Bravo!
What was that?
Ah!
Human!
Now, Professor!
Activating Universal Matter Consolidation Electrocannon!
It's working.
Ready! Everybody, jump!
This quantum temporal shift is brought to you by Gibbons & Ludwig's Marmalade Toast Toothpaste, the first ever Dental Association approved toothpaste to be entirely composed of liquefied bread and citrus conserve.
When you wake up late and you find you're in a rush, better squeeze a meal on a toothbrush. It's the greatest invention since the radio play. Gibbons and Ludwig's, try them today.
There's pizza, there's fries, there's even meat pies.
It's a meal in a minute, make no mistake. Gibbons and Ludwig's, taste.
Into the beams of the UMCEC, along with the clandestine rescue team, with the intention of going inside the dust chamber of a sentient vacuum cleaner with out-of-control AI, which seems to intend on the destruction of humanity. Inside the dust chamber is cold and dark, and the air is, well, dusty. It is our task now to locate the missing members of the community orchestra and return them to safety. The question on everybody's lips is, how?
Professor, Lully yourself with his foam are formulated. It's designed to negate the static attraction of plumes of dust and cat hair that can quickly engulf you.
Thanks, I...
Oh, and don't talk without first using this oral spray.
Is it to repel the dust from...
No. You just have terrible breath.
Oh.
It's Gibbons and Ludwig's.
Gibbons and Ludwig's tasty toothpaste.
Edwina, do you hear that noise?
I do, Professor. Could it be...
What? What is it? Are we in danger?
Sound, it's beautiful.
Remain still, Edgar. We must assess the environment.
Sanjeev, are you there?
We're here. I was keeping a low profile.
Pass me your binoculars, please.
What do you see, Edwina?
It's incredible. I've read about this in ancient Hungarian mythology, but it's never been observed in modern dustiology.
What is it?
Just listen. They're dust bunnies.
The sound is getting closer.
Is it safe?
According to folklore, dust bunnies are highly secretive and trick travellers with riddlesome songs in an attempt to get biscuits and chips, but otherwise are harmless.
They're approaching. Have your wits about you.
In hidden corners, we sing with each other.
Dust bunnies, why do you approach us at this time?
Someone wants to eat us. He looks at us like pizzas. He's the hunter and we are his prey. We're searching for protection before his next collection. And we go through his drawers in crippling pain.
Bunnies. was a realsome song. I'm very confused.
Well, there's no need to be. It was very neatly spelled out. They're dust bunnies, and they like to sing, but they need protection from something that's trying to eat them.
Oh, what would want to eat dust?
I dare say whatever it is that's roaring and spooking them away. Edwina, are you aware of this beast? Is it a large dust bunny?
No. This has to be bigger than anything I've ever seen.
It's getting close.
Everyone get out of the way!
Yeah, it's that dust mite thing, you're hitting up your senior. I ain't kicking back with a pack of ice verbos. Yeah, I'm on the prowl and you're like, wow, pal. It's that evil, naughty monster thing, here to eat your dusty friends. I'm peckish and I wanna eat a fine dish. I'm not talking wine and fish, I'm after something quite delish. Ah, swish, dust mite, who's a wordsmith? Guess you never heard of it when you were researching it. Ah, savage. Too much to manage, this might'll do damage. I'm nagging you like marriage, but don't get disparaged, cause I got the advantage from each and every vantage. These bunnies I will scavenge.
Stupendous! I didn't know your song traducizer could do that!
Keep your voice down, you silly man! I haven't activated the song traducizer at all! This large beast seems to summon the power of hip-hop music by his own volition.
Professor, this has never been observed in any of the literature I've seen. Could this be a rare mutation in the dust mite not yet discovered?
Look, kiddo, a lot of wacky stuff happens at McBungle Laboratories. We've got a lot of antimatter, a lot of fricawaves, cyanoblazes, all kinds of stuff. Would I be surprised if some dust mites inside my sentient vacuum cleaner adapted unseen traits? No. But would I expect them to rap with such unheard-of proficiency? Never. Whatever the case, Edwina, I fear our safety has been compromised once again.
We need a way out.
Already taken care of, guys. I've been tracking those cute fuzzy things. They have a network of hidden passages through this place that have mapped the different tonalities in their wholesome singing.
Extraordinary.
So what's the plan, escapologist?
Follow that music.
Goodness, those dust bunnies run fast. Much faster than that dust turtle we saw.
I know. We lost him miles back. Say, where are we?
This appears to be the innermost sanctum of the dust bunnies' tunnel network.
Wow. Look at those giant blinking lights and long, colorful ribbons.
Wait. Sanjay, pass the binoculars, please.
Here you go, bruv.
Incredible. I think I know where we are. Where...
dares enter our sacred dust sanctum.
But who said that?
I said that. I am the high songstress of this dustum. Leader of free bunnies, overlord that is all dusty, controller of...
Oh, gracious, look at you. So cute. Everybody, look at this bunny.
Silence! You have entered our sacred space. I am the high overlord of all that
is... Wow, look at his beautiful long ears.
Oh, who's a good bunny?
I demand respect! I have long been ruler of all that is dust!
What's your name, you sweet thing?
My name is... Flopsy.
Aww.
Silence! I demand your respect!
Oh, it's getting cranky. So sweet. Okay, we'll put it down on your little bunny paws. There you go, sweet pea.
Thank you. I quite like the cuddle, actually. Now, how in the heck did you find your way through our most sacred dust? Just discover this holy place.
Well, we went right and then we went left and well, left again.
Ugh, I've been slaughtered.
I still can't get over its fuzzy big ears.
Silence! Did the rat monster follow you at any stage?
Well, I wouldn't call myself an escapologist. Oh.
You've doomed us! We've lived in peace here for eons undisturbed.
Okay, cranky buddy. This vacuum cleaner is something I built the other week. Eons is an over-exaggeration.
Built? Vacuum?
But yeah, I'm the professor and resident inventor of McBungle Laboratories.
The creator?
Edwina, do you have any idea what's happening?
Well, Professor, there's nothing about this in the ancient Hungarian folklore I read, but I chance a guess that the dust bunnies taken to worship you as some kind of living deity.
Well, that's awkward.
Oh, great and magical creator, it is perfect. prophesied in our law that ye shall deliver us from the pincers and talons of the evil one.
Evil one?
Dean, the rapping dustmite.
Okay.
In a cataclysmic battle, ye shall vanquish him and restore peace to all the galaxy. Vacuum cleaner.
Right, good.
Wait, were we trying to rescue my orchestra?
Shut up, Edgar. Now, Flopsy, if I vanquish Dean the Rapping Dust Mite, would you allow us to play with these circuits and cables behind you?
But it's the Holy Inner Sanctum.
But Flopsy, I am the creator.
Very well then.
Hey, you, Mr. Dean.
Yeah, what's this then?
You appear to be proficient in laying down rhymes.
Lyrically sharp enough to cut through steel, mate. Now excuse me while I eat every one of these bunny friends of yours.
Would you fancy a rapping tournament?
What, mate?
A lyrical challenge.
Lyrical challenge? Ah, do you mean a rap battle?
Yes, precisely. I do challenge you to a rapping battle. You win, and we'll hand over each and every one of these delicious, nutritious dust bunnies. We'll even help round them up and season them with your choice of condiment. I win, and you promise never to harm a single bunny ever again, and we shall transition you to a plant-based diet rich in dietary fiber and essential omega fats.
This ought to be fun. All right, let's begin, old mate.
Edwina, Sanjay, quickly, I need you to take out the song traducizer and patch it into the circuitry behind you. It's the RoboSucker 1000 speech recognition and artificial intelligence matrix. At our nano size, the burst of processing power from that AI matrix should supercharge my rap skills to great heights.
Got it.
All right, let the beat kick in.
It's your dust, my Dean, in a showdown for dinner. I'm coming out clean, yeah, I'm sure to be the winner. See, I got style, and though my size may be nano, I'm way bigger than you, and I'm practicing my piano. Yeah. But enough of that, I think it's time I hit my raps. I'm not here for friendly chats, I'm here to knock off all your hats. Slip, slop, slap, you need protection, that's a fact. Nothing compares to Dean on the attack. Young, lean and mean, and he is never slack. I hear a beat in my mouth's an axe. When my rhymes come down, you'll get hacked. Now I'm gonna get fed, cause that's our pack. Yeah, it's Flopsy on the menu and pepper's getting cracked. I'm tucking in my chair, the serviette's on my lap. Gonna eat so much, I'll need a nana nap.
Activate supercharged song traducizer!
All professors in town and the lectures in session, I'll bring you down with my rap profession. I've recently acquired this rhythmic skill, and there's no user manual, just a license to kill. Shrunk down in size, I'm still grounded mighty. I spit my bars and you'll find it rather frightening. Every single one of my senses is heightening. I smell your beer and it ain't no lightning. Lightning surging throughout my brain. If you want to challenge me, then you should refrain. When I'm done with you, you'll be just a stain. I'm a knight in shining armor with another dragon slain. In hip-hop glory, I stake my claim. In the annals of science, I find my fame. A dirty dust bug, I leave you in shame. So good you're in pain, and your rhymes are just same, same.
I thought I was the best at rapping, but you've reduced me to nothing.
Oh, it's okay, Dean. I didn't mean any of the things I said personally. It's all for show.
I don't even like the taste of dust bunnies. I never wanted to feel big and important.
Well, Dean, I would like to become your friend.
Really? I'm so lonely.
Provided that you don't eat any more of these mystical dust bunnies.
You got yourself a deal, buddy.
You've done it, Lord Creator. We are free to sing once again.
Professor, I've been studying the circuitry of the RoboSucker 1000. If we hook together these wires, it should spark a reverse cycle on the suction matrix, blowing all of us, including the missing orchestra, back out of the vacuum and onto the laboratory floor.
Sensational, Sanjeev. I'm very impressed.
Hurry, there's no time to lose.
I see daylight. I think it worked, guys.
The orchestra! I see them! Larry, is your double bass okay?
Yeah, fine, mate.
Oh, Professor, how can I possibly thank you?
We're not out of the woods yet, Edgar. We're still a 7,000th of our original size.
Hello.
Ouch, my ears.
Guys, is that you?
Kim, our partially shrunken oboist.
Kim, can you hear me? I need you to retrieve our universal matter consolidation electro cannon. Aim it at our position. Reverse program its shrink matrix. Change it to medium high and fire when ready.
I don't think she heard.
This quantum temporal shift is brought to you by Gibbons and Ludwig's Marmalade Toast Toothpaste. Gibbons and Ludwig's wishes to apologize for anyone affected by the recent dental salmonella outbreak.
Gibbons and Ludwig's tasty toothpaste.
Inventor's log. After we successfully ejected the orchestra and ourselves from the dust chamber, Kim, the community oboist, reverse-programmed the UMCEC, enlarging us and our new acquaintances to human size. A choir of enlarged dust bunnies will now accompany Mr. Edgar Allinson and his Big Town Community Orchestra in tonight's big recital. My RoboSucker 1000's AI matrix has fused with the properties of the song traducizer, producing what I have dubbed to be the world's first rapium cleaner. It has abandoned its desires for world domination and formed a rapping crew with myself and Dean, the now human-sized dust mite. We are available for birthday parties, graduations, weddings, funerals...
Shh, Professor.
The recital is starting.
Oh, of course. What were they playing again?
The music to this very radio play.
Ah, fantastic. Say, after the music, are you still heading on to Big Town University?
Well, we're happy to stay and help you with anything you need here.
Edwina? Sanjeev?
Yeah?
Let's do some science!